السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected ulama ikram and brothers and also our sisters who may be listening over receivers this part of the time Most of you stayed awake the whole night last night So I do not wish to have a lengthy program now Have a little bit of rest tonight so that you can be fresh for tomorrow, which is the 27th night. Irrespective of what experience a person may have had, he must not think that that's the end of Ramadan and that's the end of Laylatul Qadr. And definitely there is no other ibadat left to make now because we had some kind of experience. I mean, nobody could have had more experience of Laylatul Qadr than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he had it on the 21st, sometimes 23rd, sometimes 25th, sometimes 27th, but he still exerted himself till the end. Because once you have achieved something, then the next thing after that is progress in that field. For example, a person has qualified as a doctor. Now he qualifies as a doctor. So now that's not the end now. He doesn't say, now I received a certificate, I've qualified, so now that's the end. There's nothing left now after that. Now that person has got so many other stages that he can climb. He can specialize in so many other fields. And in that also there's no limit. People are spending their whole lives in trying to get the maximum experience in different fields. In the same way, if you have to take a person who qualified as a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, then there's no such thing as that hafiz sahab says, right, I completed the Quran Sharif. He was now... So that's the limit now. I can't go anything beyond that. For the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, now start learning the meaning of the Quran Sharif. When he starts learning the meaning of the Quran Sharif, after that there's tafsir of the Quran Sharif. After the translation, then there's tafsir. And that tafsir is again an ocean. The more deeper you go, the more pearls you get out from there. And there's no end to that ocean. In the specialization after that in tafsir, there's no end to it. Then the person qualifies as a mufti, as a qari, as so many other stages. The same with tasawwuf and suluk, that the person starts off with a little bit of zikr, tilawat, ibadat, giving up some sins and making a little bit of tasbih and trying to fulfill the rights of people, etc. He starts off slowly. And then as he progresses, and when he gets this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then again there's no limit to that. It just goes on and on. The person has got no limit to that. I've always given that example of the aeroplane. That person who took off and he went 30,000 feet above sea level, and from there he saw the whole world or the earth below. Now he thinks that I am at the highest stage because I can see everything from here. There's nothing blocking my view and I'm going very high. But he's seeing that, or he's thinking that he's gone very high because he's looking down. He's looking at the earth. But if he looks above, then there will be somebody at 60,000 feet. And then that pilot will be informed there's somebody flying at 90,000 feet above sea level. And then he will be told there's somebody almost close to the moon now. And then that person will be told that somebody already landed on the moon. And those on the moon will be told somebody is trying to go above now. So there's just no limit to it. Science itself tells us that there are certain stars which are billions of light years away from the earth. Now billions of light years away. Where they must be. So there's no limit to any ibadat or anything of that kind. In everything there are stages and the person climbs higher and higher. So if a person got some experience of Laylatul Qadr, say for example on the 21st night or 23rd night or 25th night, so he must make shukar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but must not think that now that's the limit. Now that we will say is that first certificate that has been given, to see how much progress you make after that. How much progress do you make after that now? Because the completion of a matric examination is merely the beginning of life for that student. That's not the end. how many people they are with BA certificates, and some of them have got BA LLB, and go to Bombay and see, you'll find them on the pavement of the streets sitting with one typewriter, they're waiting for business. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's shan is strange. So there's no limit to anything. Our problem is that when it comes to dunya, then we believe, yeah, there's no limit. When it is dunya, then nobody believes that we have reached a limit. If the person gets 1 million, he says, not too much as yet. What about my children? So he thinks of his children when he reaches 1 million. Then if he reaches 10 million, then he says, what about my grandchildren? And if he gets 1 billion, then he says, what about my great-grandchildren? So there's no limit. In dunya, he believes that there's no such thing as limit. How many people can we say there are in the world who have said after a certain stage in their life, that alhamdulillah, now I've got enough. Even if I eat every day the best, and I spend freely, and I give on charities also, but there will be no shortage, inshallah, during my lifetime at least. And for my children also, there's enough already. Which, even though that person may have plentiful, but he'll always say it's not enough. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if for Ibn Adam, لو كان لابن آدم واديان من ذهب لابتغى ثالثا that even if that person has 2 valleyfuls of gold, then he will search for the third one. He will say, no, where is the third one now? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the only thing that will fill up this person's stomach is the sand of the grave. When the sand of the grave will go in his mouth, then that's the only thing will fill up his belly. So again, there too, we must not misunderstand. All these things have to be understood in its proper context. It does not mean a condemnation of dunya. It doesn't mean that now you mustn't go more than a certain limit. You mustn't earn more than that. If a person's niyat is good, the more I earn, the more I will spend in good causes. The more I will spend on the poor, on the needy, on the refugees and destitute, and the masjids and madrasas and other needs of society. Now if his niyat is like that, and he's earning and he's also fulfilling that niyat of his, there's no sense in just making a niyat, but when plentiful is coming, then he's not even giving 1 cent from there. What kind of a niyat is that? That's why I always say, Lord, those people who complain that we can't make it to the masjid for Fajr Salat because there's a lot of crime and lots of hijackings and lots of killings and hold-ups, so that's why we can't make it for Fajr. It's dangerous. No doubt it's dangerous. Fatwa may be given in certain conditions. It's permissible to make the namaz at home under certain conditions. But what we have to see is that when there was no crime, when the person was not in fear of being hijacked and being held up, at that time how much he made to the masjid. So if there was somebody that was going regular to the masjid when there was no fear of being hijacked and held up and crime, not as much crime, at that time the person was regular, then we will say that we accept this excuse of his, because he was regular. Now because of this crime he's got a problem. But the person who wasn't regular, or he wasn't even seeing the masjid during healthy times and healthy days, then how can we accept that excuse? Then it shows that it's just an excuse, because thousands of others are still going to the masjid. And if there is a hold up, it doesn't happen every day of a person's life, and it's not necessary that it will only take place Fajr time. Everyone who has been held up, have they been held up Fajr time? All the hijackings and murders and everything that took place, did they all take place Fajr namaz time? Don't we hear of hold-ups in bright daylight, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midday sun, when the person is going to Sun City, at that time in midday sun, the person sometimes gets hijacked. because another sun that's opening around here somewhere. So when the sun is shining brightly, he can, while he's going there, or if he caught one jackpot there, and when he's going out, he can be held up. So it doesn't take place all the time at Fajr. So if somebody was held up or something took place some Fajr time, then for a few days there is a little bit of fear and thing that grips the person, so that is acceptable. But then lifelong after that, he says, no, because one day I was held up, so now there's no Fajr namaz. So that is a very sign of very weak iman, that the person believes that no, every Fajr that he will come out is going to happen. Because as I explained, that this can happen any time, any part of the day or night. Yes, take the necessary precautions. If the person is in fear, then take the necessary precaution, whatever he can within his means. But after that, trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Before driving out of the gate, first just come outside, put some lights on, make some noise, bark little bit. Yeah, there are so many people, they imitate different people and the different sounds. If the parrot can imitate. I went to one my family's home in the northern Natal area, so they've got a parrot there. So now the father or mother, father must be telling the son who goes for his classes in the morning to rush up, because time is up. So now this parrot learnt it. So when you're going past, and the parrot will say, "Assalamu alaikum. Quick job, rush up, time's up. But even the parrot is making time's up. So if we can come out and make a barking sound, in other words, take whatever precaution a person has to take, and after that proceed to the masjid. Who knows, with the barakat of that Fajr Salat, with the barakat of that Jamaat, and with the barakat of that Namaz, and with the barakat of that Tilawat that we will make, and with the barakat of that little bit of zikr that we will make in the car, and especially when the person is in a little bit of fear, at that time his connection with Allah Ta'ala will also be very strong. So at that time when he's going to make Allah, oh my Allah, protect me and save me and take me safely to the masjid, it will come out from the depths of his heart also. And we do not know, because of that, what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give to him. He may be protected after that. That which he was fearing, Allah will give him protection because of that Fajr that he made. And then once in a while, if something like that happened, then we must make sabr over it. And don't make use that as an excuse now of how many people were held up when they were going to work. So many people were held up when they were going to work. They were going to the businesses and they were stopped at the, or when they stopped at the robot, they were hijacked from there. But tell me how many of them after that stopped going to the business houses. They said, no, because we were held up on Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock or 7:30 going to work, so now the rest of my life, now because of that fear, now I'm not going to go to work. So only when it comes to deen, then we have many, many excuses. But when it comes to dunya, then there's no limit to our greed and to our passions. So what I'm saying is that dunya is not curse, it is how we make use of that dunya. Don't make the dunya an excuse for our ibadat not being undertaken in the manner that it should be undertaken. And wallah, I'm telling you that if we develop this kind of yaqeen and faith and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then those little things that will happen in a person's life, they too will give this person some kind of a boost and more connection with Allah ta'ala. It's not going to depress him to such an extent that after that he doesn't know what to do. That's why I always say that taqdeer, those people who say that taqdeer has made the Muslim lazy, belief in taqdeer, they don't know what they are talking about. Because taqdeer, belief in taqdeer, doesn't make a Muslim lazy. It gives him more strength to continue. Because if there are two women, for example, both of them gave birth to a child after many, many years, say 20 years, then Allah Ta'ala blessed them with a child. One woman is a believer in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Akhirat, in Jannat, Jahannam, in Taqdeer. And the other doesn't believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The other believes that no, this world is in our control and everything is according to our decision and will and wish. And the person doesn't believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At the most they say certain things are of natural causes. If you have to ask them to analyze that natural cause, then what will it mean? Most of the things which they say natural causes, what are those natural causes? So nevertheless, take these two women. Now both women were traveling in different cars with their little babies which were born after 20 years. And both cars met up with an accident. And in the accident, the babies died. The mothers survived. And now tell me, which woman will be able to get over it more easily? We don't say there won't be trauma, there won't be pain, there won't be grief, there won't be sorrow. That kind of grief and sorrow even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suffered when his son Ibrahim passed away. He said, Ya Ibrahim, inna bi firaqika ya Ibrahim la mahzunun. O Ibrahim, in your separation from us, we are grieved. So grief is something that is natural. But then, acceptance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision. I've always explained that we must make use of the means. We mustn't blame Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for our stupidity and our mistakes and our errors and our negligence. And then we say that's taqdeer. That's not taqdeer. One person got his very young daughter married to a very old man. And afterwards there was endless problems. No compatibility. Young girl and an old man. But for wealth, for whatever reason, the father insisted and gave the daughter to that old man. Because he must have thought this old man will gabri you just now. So we'll get all the... He's very close to his grave. So at least my daughter can bring the gold and silver and bank balance. Nevertheless, there was great amount of dispute. Finally, this person went to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and said that this is what happened, but now there's a lot of dispute and they're having a lot of problems and there's no compatibility and I don't know what to do now. She said, but why did you give your young daughter like that to such an old man? You know that it's not something that will work. So he said, taqdeer. He said that was taqdeer. So he got very, very angry on him. He said, you do a stupid thing and then you blame taqdeer for it. In other words, Allah Ta'ala made you do this kind of thing, na'uzu billah. So we must not blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for our stupidity. Yes, if we made use of the means, we did whatever had to be done, and after that if something happened, then we say that is taqdeer. So these two women now, which one will get over it easily? Is the woman who believes in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and in taqdeer. Because she will say that, look, I mean, I was driving safely, I was not negligent, I checked the tire pressure, I checked the oil, water, everything was functioning properly in the engine, and normally also I take the same route and everything is safe, and I was driving at a reasonable speed also, but then this truck came, lost its control, went out of control and came and bashed. So that is taqdeer now. So I must accept that will of and the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I must get over it and carry on with my life. And ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who gave me the first child after 20 years, He can give me another one again in the 22nd year. What is it difficult for Him? If that Allah can give after 20 years, what is it difficult to give after 21 years? So she will get over it easily. But the other one who doesn't believe in Allah and in taqdeer and in akhirat and in rewards in the hereafter. Now this woman will also believe in rewards, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He takes a child away, or the angel is told to take the child away, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asks the angel that what did that person say? They said the person said Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Rajiun and Ved Sabar and all the details that go with it in the Hadith Sharif. So then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the stages that in Jannat that will be for them, and the rewards that Allah Ta'ala has got in Akhirat for taking away the flower of their eyes. So now this person who will believe in that will look at all those things and will find that the burden of loss is reduced. And the person that does not believe will have a great problem. So that woman who doesn't believe, she'll have a great problem. It'll take her a long time, and she will keep saying, I wish I didn't travel at this part of the time, and I wish I wasn't there when that truck was rolling down, and I wish and I wish, and but it's too late. So this taqdeer doesn't make a Muslim lazy, doesn't make him negligent, or doesn't make him do stupid things and then blame taqdeer. What were we discussing? I don't know. But in any case, I think we are talking about when it comes to ibadat and zikr and tilawat, then there we have got a limit. Then where we say, no, on the 21st night, Mawlana, I really had an experience of Laylatul Qadr, so for the next 9 nights now I can sleep. Mawlana, that one night I was making tahajjud namaz, oh, what a feeling, I was in the, my soul was floating on the arsh. So now finish. Why must come down from the arsh now, stay there. So now this man is on the earth, but is all the time there on the arsh. That also reminds me that the Ahlullah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give them high rewards, that they come down to our level to take us up. They joke with us, they laugh, they eat, they talk, and they become one amongst us. Why? So that they may take us up with them. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given them such a connection, and sometimes they enjoy that closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that ma'rifat and that yaqeen and that muhabbat and that tajalli of Allah Ta'ala and that noor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in their hearts so much that they do not feel like sometimes coming down. But then they come down for our sake. It's just like the person, I mean, if they are not going to come down and they're going to remain in that high state, then how will they take us along? At the airport, sometimes they keep making announcement. Passenger so and so, you're holding up this flight. Now that passenger is sitting smoking somewhere, or sometimes he's sleeping, or sometimes in the toilet. Now they keep on repeating, so that they may put them also on that plane and take off with them. That's our condition. Some of us are in the toilets, some of us are smoking somewhere, or some of us are sleeping negligently somewhere. So they keep telling us, please get up from your slumber, please get up from your sleep, please get up from this negligence, board this plane and take off. How long are you going to remain in that state of negligence? Because the planes are departing. And then just now your departure will be of a different kind, where there will be no return. Yours will be a one-way ticket after that. All these passengers that are going, at least they'll come back, inshallah. They got a return ticket. But if you are going to be negligent like that and keep sleeping, then the time for departure, one-way ticket will come away. So that is why they come down, so that they may take us up. That is why the nuzul of the shaykh is better than his uruj. The nuzul of the shaykh, his coming down to the level of the people, is better than his remaining very high. Because if you're going to remain very high, then the youth and all those others who are in different kinds of sins and vices and evil, then they will not be able to relate, they will not be able to get close, they will not be able to benefit. So they come down. They joke with them, they laugh with them, they make them feel comfortable, and then they take them along. And then when that young person, male or female, takes off in that plane and also begins to enjoy that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala and that closeness and that muhabbat and that yaqeen, and when this person also now when he goes into sajda, he gets a different kayfiyat, as if he has put his forehead at the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has hugged him when he is in sajda, as if. So then this person will not want to get back to those sins. Then he too will want to remain in that state. So I was telling you that from the beginning of Ramadan, or at least from the beginning of the last 10 nights and days, there are different people who have had different kinds of feelings, and some have engaged in more ibadat than the others, and some have, according to them, experienced those signs of Laylatul Qadr. So even if they have, we must take our cue from Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is our role model. He is our example. That, I mean, nobody could have really seen the signs and enjoyed Laylatul Qadr as Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And the hadiths prove that sometimes he had it on the 21st, sometimes 23rd, sometimes 25th, sometimes some other night, sometimes 27th, 29th. But we will never find in any hadith sharif that after having had that experience of Laylatul Qadr on the 21st or 23rd, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wrapped up his bedding and said, right, finished now, there's no need for any other ibadat now. Because now comes that stage of going higher and higher. So if the person had some experience, in the first place, what our experience can be really? With our dirty, filthy hearts, how much of experience can we have? But even if we had, then it is like that example that I gave you, that the person has received a certificate now. But he doesn't take that certificate and sit down. Every person wants now to go a little higher in his profession. He says, I want to specialize. Computer experts also, they say they want this, another course still, and they just want to go on and on with different courses. So in this also, we must continue. We must never become complacent, or we mustn't become satisfied. In worldly things, look at those people who do not have as much as we have. In worldly things, always look at those that are below us. If a person has got one eye, then there are people who haven't got eyes. If a person is deaf, then there are people who are deaf and dumb. And if a person is deaf and dumb, there are people who are deaf, dumb and blind. If a person hasn't got one leg, there are so many without both. If a person is getting 3 meals a day, then he must make shukar, because there are so many who don't even get 2. And those who are getting 2, they must make shukar that so many in the world don't even get 1 good meal. And those who are getting 1 also must make shukar that there are so many who are starving. They go and look at the dirt bins to see if they can pick up some slice of bread that somebody may have thrown in there. And those people have got just 1 set of clothes, then go to the African countries across our borders. Go to Kenya, go to other places, and just go a little inside, 50-60 kilometers inside, and then see. Go to Rwanda, go to all these other places where their countries have been ravaged by war, and then see what is the condition there. Some of them are wearing sacks. Some of them I've seen with my own eyes tying cement bags on their bodies. Now when we look at that, then we make qadar of what we have got. The thing is, we are spoiled because of the amount of ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives us. There's no such thing left as shukr in our lives. So in worldly things, look at those who have got less than us. And in ibadat, zikr and tilawat, and all other works of khair, then look at those who are higher than us. That if we are making a little bit of namaz, then look at those who are making much more than us. If we are making 1-2 tasbih of zikr, then look at those who are making thousands of times. If we are giving a few 100 rand or 1,000 rand in charities, then look at those people who are giving millions. Yes, indeed, there are even some of them who are giving millions. In the Haram Sharif, in Madina Sharif, iftar time, the dastarkhan is laid out. They lay out the dastarkhan. Nobody will go without dates and a small cup of yogurt and sometimes one roll. Now thousands of people, say almost 1 million people, they say, they are accommodated in that masjid. So that one brother was telling me, he says, he forced me to come and sit on his dastarkhan there. And they take you with respect and make you sit and eat. So he says that this line from here to there is just one person who gives them throughout the month. Throughout the month, that one cup, that one box of yogurt, that roll and dates, any amount. And how many are in that line? Going right through about three or four lines. It's about almost 50,000 people. This one person makes arrangement. For 50,000 people, one person is making the arrangement. Now what does that cost? Now imagine making iftar arrangement for 50,000 people. If we make for 2-3 people with him, we have done a big job. So therefore, look at always those people who are doing much, much more than us. Then we will try to go further. We will not be satisfied with what we have done. So you must not just give up. Ramadan hasn't ended, and the big nights are still coming, and every night is a big night. But just that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, out of his mercy and kindness, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being Rabbul Alameen, knowing our weakness, so he gave us this little bit of concession that there are odd nights, the last 10. So even if you get the odd nights properly, then you have attained something. So what our mashayikh have recommended for weak people like us in these days is that the odd nights you try to make the maximum, and the other nights finish up little early and have a rest, and then get up for tahajjud just about sehri time, make a little bit of zikr, make tahajjud, and have sehri and finish, so that you fresh again for the next night. Now what can be easier than that? In these days we have to look for quick connection with Allah Ta'ala, shortcut foods. We are looking for shortcut these days because we are weak. So Allah Ta'ala also accepts that little from us, but it must be of quality. That is the thing. What is the sense of quantity that we, these days we are looking at quantity, that quick job. If the person makes 100 rakats of nafil namaz like that, 100 rakat in 50 minutes, so that's not some kind of cricket match that everybody congratulates that in 50 shots you hit 100 runs. The person here, there must be quality. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. I was going to read something else and explain, but already the explanation has taken place of whatever I said, so we'll read this. I mere data tonight. It's hot at the back, some fan on there too. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ Oh Allah, listen to my pleading. Oh Allah, listen to my call. Oh Allah, listen to my sigh and my cry. Make me yours, make me yours. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale. Ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale. Ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ او اللہ give me the drink of your love جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی ستار غفار اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ بیوٹیفل اللہ او مائی اللہ who has blessed us with so much of bounties although we don't deserve them او مائی اللہ you blessed us with sight with hearing with speech You blessed us with so many ni'mats of yours. In spite of your disobedience to you and in spite of using all these ni'mats for your disobedience, you are still giving us the ni'mats. Ya Allah, you could have seized us. You could have snatched them away. You could have destroyed us. Oh my beloved Allah, in the past, nations were destroyed for the type of sins which we are committing today. Oh my beloved Allah, If we had been committing these sins in those days, oh my beloved Allah, the nations were destroyed. How merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, nothing else has kept us here this part of the night, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, in this Mubarak night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, except that we are hopeful of forgiveness. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. Oh my Allah, we make tawbah and break our tawbah. We deliberately sin, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our sins are not by accident. We commit sins deliberately, oh my Allah. But oh my beloved Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, then which are the doors for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us in which we can beg? Ya Allah, who else is there for us before whom we can extend this begging bowls of ours for forgiveness? May Allah, we cannot purchase forgiveness in the bazaars and marketplaces. Ya Allah, this commodity of forgiveness we cannot purchase with all our wealth. Ya Allah, you are the only one that can forgive. We have believed in you as a forgiving Allah. We have believed in you as a merciful Allah. We have believed in you as a kind and tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, ab jaise bhi hai, ab gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, khatakar hai, badkar hai, napak aur najas hai. لیکن میرے اللہ تو ہمارا مالک ہے تو ہمارا خالق ہے اے اللہ ہم تیرے بندے ہیں او مائی اللہ وٹ ایور وی مے بی اور ہارٹس ہیو بیکم پچ بلیک ود دی سنز دیٹ وی ہیو بین کمیٹنگ بٹ او اللہ وی آر یور سلیوز او مائی اللہ وی آر یور سروینٹس یا اللہ ویئر ڈو وی گو اف وی ہیو ٹو بیکم انوائڈ ود یو یا اللہ ہم کدھر جائے تجھے چھوڑ کر او اللہ وی کین وی ہائیڈ یا اللہ Every way it is your kingdom. Whether we go east or west, north or south, it's your kingdom. Mere pyare Khuda, give us the realization that you are watching every move of ours. That everything is in your control and you can seize us whenever you wish. Oh my beloved Allah, but you don't love to punish and seize. What you dearly love is forgiveness. What you want is we must turn towards you. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending this begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, protect our iman,
protect our properties, protect our lives, protect our wealth. Allah, protect our health. Oh my beloved Allah, protect the bounties which you have blessed us. Oh Allah, we know that we are ungrateful servants of yours. But because of our ingratitude, oh my beloved Allah, don't snatch away the ni'mats which you have blessed us. Mere pyare khuda, increase the ni'mats and bounties, but don't snatch them away, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world is nothing but trials and difficulties and problems for the ummah. Ya Allah, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood was shed, that ummat for whom he teared so much, oh my Allah, that ummat is suffering everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, remove the suffering and the difficulties of that ummah. Ya Allah, how much of sacrifice he made for this ummah. Ya Allah, when he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom your blood oozed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places, that ummat for whom your teeth were shattered in Uhud, that ummat today in the discos, cinemas, theatres, casinos, that ummat today in fraud, in adultery, in fornication, that ummat today in wine and in women. Mere pyare Allah, when he is informed of the condition of his ummat, how much of pain and injury we are causing to him. Mere Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before the water of ghusl is poured over our dead body, Ya Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Ya Allah, before the kafan is given, Ya Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, with your power of jazz, make us each yours. Ya Allah, with your power of pull each and every one of us towards you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, put your muhabbat and love into our hearts. Put the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our hearts. Ya Allah, give us a heart that is filled with the noor of taqwa, the heart that is filled with the noor of zuhad and qanaat, the heart that is filled with the noor of tilawat and zikr and ibadat. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Ya Allah, distance us from the road that leads to shaitan and nafs. Ey mere pyare khuda, remove from our hearts malice, greed, envy, jealousy, pride, arrogance. Ya Allah, evil passions and desires which have engulfed our hearts, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, in this Mubarak nights of Ramadan, we are extending our begging bowls and begging you, O my Allah, that let us emerge from our i'tikafs and from our ibadat and from our Ramadan and from our fasting with hearts that are purified and clean. Ya Allah, let us emerge with hearts that are clean and purified. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth with dirty, filthy hearts? Ya Allah, one day death is going to overtake us. Ya Allah, let not the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater, or watching some porn on internet sites, or watching some filthy movie, or glued to the filthy television programs. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouths or with bottle of wine in our hands. Ya Allah, when the angel of death visits us, let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses. Give us barakat in our risk and sustenance. Give us barakat in our homes. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the cords of dissension and disunity. Ya Allah, burn the hearts with your love and with your muhabbat. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, give us shahadat in Madina Tayyib. Ya Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar shahadat Madina Tayyiba ke andar. But oh Allah, if it is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Ya Allah, You are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of the different brothers and sisters who are here. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of all our desires. Oh my beloved Allah, if they are in accordance with Sharia, then fulfill them. Make it easy for us, oh Allah. Those who are in search of good marriage partners, oh Allah, bless them with good marriage partners. Oh Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties. Those who are suffering depression, give them happiness. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين